Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 3rd of April, and I'm recording at 9:40 p.m., and that's British summertime. Now, this was a quiet day, at least in terms of what I was able to observe here overall. Starting with the Asian stock markets, though Japan has been edging higher, largely with the help of the gradually weakening Japanese yen. Currently that's at 103.93 against the US dollar. Japan does show a little bit of a short-term overbought condition on stochastics indicators, which of course you can see in the chart library. That may hold it up a bit. Australia was a little higher. No big moves here on these Asian indices today, but China, well, the China enigma persists here. Some people are very bearish, some people are increasingly optimistic, and the market's going nowhere. And so you've got a standoff here overall. And that is certainly a big factor on some industrial commodity prices, but more on that in a few minutes. But the Shanghai Composite Index was down 0.7 of 1%. And what else to say here? Just mixed with small moves elsewhere in the Asia Pacific markets, but Europe firmer generally. Both the Euro Stoxx 50 index had extended its move into new recovery highs, and the SX7E, the banks index, was really quite strong in here today. And we had Italy and Spain showing good gains, up 1.38% and 1.42%. Respectively, those were certainly the leaders among the individual country markets that I've seen. And you know, it's a story of good value here. People gradually, relative to some of the more expensive markets like Wall Street, investors gradually moving back into the European region. And these are still ranging higher overall. Now, in the Americas, I'll call it the Janet Yellen rally, which started, was it on Monday or last Friday? I think it was last Friday. But that lost a little momentum here today. We did have some new highs early on. And indeed, most of the U.S. indices, not all, but most of them, including the Dow, pushed through to a new high here today before backing off. But again, the U.S. indices closed well off the lows, and the moves were minor. The Dow is practically flat, the S&P down 0.1%. NASDAQ a little bit more, though, down 0.9%. Of a percent overall. Again, a little short-term overbought condition, but as far as the main trend is concerned, there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, it's gone up a long way. The valuations are expensive relative to other stock markets around the world, but they're certainly not excessively expensive. We've had bubbly conditions for a few months in I'll describe them as the new tech or the newer tech, things like Twitter and Facebook and so on. But they've those rallies are certainly experiencing reactions here right now. And I just think investors are feeling perhaps a little bit more conservative, and understandably so. We're also in the second quarter of the year, and on average, the second and third quarters of the year tend to be a little weaker than the first and fourth quarters of the year. I say on average, overall, but after the big gains that we saw on Wall Street last year, it would be hardly surprising if we didn't have plenty of ranging this year and some setbacks. I'd be surprised if we didn't see a setback, including that long-awaited 10% correction at some time during the next couple of quarters. But I emphasize this point: the monetary policy is still very positive. Again, Janet Yellen helping to spark that rally, saying that it would be some time before interest rates went up. And she was keeping an eye on the employment figures, which weren't good enough. Well, I don't think they ever will be, as I've said before, partly because of the technology, which is replacing a good many jobs and replacing jobs faster than new jobs can be created, although new jobs are always being created. So my feeling is that we'll see Janet Yellen holding back on interest rates, giving the political nod to employment, wanting to help out there if she possibly can. And it won't be until the pressures start to build, either because we see bond yields pushing upwards, long-dated government bond yields pushing higher. They were very quiet in here today, incidentally. I mentioned in yesterday's audio that the 10-year yield, 10-year Treasury yield, had closed just above the 2.8 level. It's backed off a little bit. I think it's 2.935. So it's still within that two-month range that has contained prices for a while. So there's no pressure coming from that source yet, which Janet Yellen will be keeping an eye on. I've described this repeatedly as a lengthy, medium-term consolidation prior to somewhat higher yields, and a sustained break above 2.8 would be the first indication that was forecast was starting to come true. But the big move will be when we get a sustained move above 3%. I wouldn't hold my breath, as I've also said before, in terms of waiting for that. I may well stay quiet in here for at least a few more weeks and possibly a few more months. But we watch the charts. Those are always giving us the lead in terms of changes of sentiment generally, as you know. Now, what else in the Americas here? I see Mexico down and 0.8%. Brazil, which is very strong yesterday, Brazil really has been on a roll, albeit from a very low level, but it gave up 0.5% here today. But there's nothing like a downward dynamic there. It is overbought in the short term, but this recovery may not be over in my opinion. And it's encouraging to see it perform so well over the last 7 weeks or so, having been a serial underperformer. Now, other developments here. The US dollar is a little firmer. The dollar index is back to 80.46. We've got a little bit softer euro here that will suit the ECB, European Central Bank. It said dipped down to 1.3720. It's probably still a little high here overall, in Mario Draghi's opinion, my guess would be. And also sterling a little bit easier here, just below 1.66. And Australian dollar, 0.9233 against the US. Quiet here overall, but as I say, with the US dollar a little bit steadier. And precious metals. Well, they were not able to follow on yesterday's rallies, gave up most of yesterday's rallies, as a matter of fact. So it looks like we're going to range a little further in here. Silver is currently trading at 19.835. Remember that pushed above the $20 level yesterday, but could not hold that here today. And gold gave up some of its gains yesterday, but off the lows, it's currently at 1286.7, 1286.7. Palladium fraction higher, and platinum $5 higher here. Platinum and palladium have certainly been steadier than gold and silver recently, although gold and silver are clearly oversold in the short term, as I've been mentioning. Platinum $5 higher, did I say 1443.7? Industrial metals a little bit mixed here. Overall copper was slightly lower. What I did say, I'd mention China again in that context. If investors were a little more confident of China's recovery, or that China was beginning to stimulate the economy just to keep the growth upwards, I think that may well be happening. But certainly the evidence is not yet convincing, and the markets therefore are far from convinced of that. I mean, my own feeling is that these industrial metals are gradually base building. It's this type 3 activity, but less churning and mostly ranging time and size. Type 3 base formation development is taught at the chart seminar, which Owen completed here today in London. And I think, again, so as I say, I think these industrial metals want to go higher, and certainly some of the mining shares have been pushing higher here overall, as they've cut, particularly where they've cut costs overall. And classically, historically, these cyclical mining prices and metal prices and mining shares get a reasonable performance, and sometimes a very strong performance, in the latter stages of global bull market cycles. Now, are we in the latter stages of the global bull market cycle? Well, it depends which markets you're actually looking at here. Certainly Wall Street is pricey and showing some of those symptoms, but with the monetary policy being so favorable still, and with no fear of short-term interest rates going up, well, they're saying, people are guessing that it'll be towards the back end of 2015, but that's keeping investors fairly relaxed here so far. So something's got to come along and upset the apple cart here a little bit. What might that be? Well, Russia could come back as a concern, but that depends entirely on what Vladimir Putin actually does. His economy is in a little bit of trouble, and there is a tendency for dictator types to really focus, well, try to draw domestic population attention away from the problems they're having in their own economy, and look at overseas, or look at neighboring villains, in this case the Ukrainians, as far as the propaganda from Russia is concerned, and also the West generally. So that situation has quieted down, but it hasn't gone away, and there are some it's tense. I think it's still tense. So that could be a factor that contributes to a reaction over the next couple of quarters. And What else to mention in here? I think that pretty well covers it. I didn't cover oil prices, but we have a little bit of a rally in here today. Crude WTI is pushed back above that $100 level, and the Brent up a dollar and a half here today at 106.3. So, what are the stock markets that are looking most interesting overall here? I would say certainly still India, although India had a tiny dip in here today, but anticipating this election victory by Narendra Modi. And investors will only be disappointed if the size of his majority is not as great as expected or actually hoped for. So obviously this projected victory is being at least partially discounted, or has been at least partially discounted by the recent gains. But still a market that's very much in form overall, and it had been out of favor for a few years, so there's probably still money to flow in from global investors generally. So that looks interesting. I think Vietnam still looks interesting, although it's in a consolidation after its terrific run in recent months. I think Australia looks interesting, still ranging here overall. But reasonably valued, and Australia is going to be a huge producer of exporter of natural gas in about 3 or 4 years' time, and it'll start dis the stock market will start discounting those benefits I think later this year and over the next few years. So they look interesting. Wall Street's still in form, but I would say Europe looks better, and certainly on the basis of valuations. And that's pretty much it. So all the very best to all of you.